Hi.
You're staring at me very weirdly as we do this.
Please continue.
Welcome to Unlocking Adventures, the podcast, where we talk to you all about Disney. I feel like I'm talking really loudly.
It's going to look that way.
On the
audio software, it's going to look that way. But we just listened to it back, and it's fine.
We are trying a whole new system with our audio, so we'll see what happens.
This is what happens when your mic has fancy knobs on the back
that
with
we
different
didn't
patterns
know
and
existed.
Settings. True. Yeah. It just stays in this one, right? Oh, look at this! You can play around. Okay. Anyways,
you're the worst. Professional podcast here, not at all. So once again, welcome. This is Unlocking Adventures, the podcast. I'm Lisa Kay, and as always, I'm joined with
John K.
And we're here to talk to you all about Disney because we are Disney adults and that's what we do.
Is that our official term now? Disney adults, not fanatics, not crazies, adults?
I feel like it's all kind of tied into the concept of Disney adults. Oh. Have you not heard about the Disney adult thing? Like,
I mean, I've heard of it. I just didn't assume we were in that category because we're insane people.
Are we adults?
Oh, that's a better question. Eh. Anyways.
Are we really? Anyway, so today we're going to talk all about Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Yes.
Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge. So this is at Walt Disney World in the Animal Kingdom section, no surprise. And it's one of the deluxe resorts. And it also has deluxe villas if you stay at Kanati Village, which is a part of it. And then there's Jumbo House, which is where we stayed, stood.
That's the main.
Remained? No, that sounds
weird. Remained. We'd still be there. We stayed. We'll say stayed.
Yes, yes. So we're going to talk all about Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge. Talk about if it's the right fit for your family or if it was the right fit for ours. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to do this like as a rating of categories. I think that's what we said, right? We just kind of made this up right now. We have a bunch of different categories that has to do with Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Yep.
Now remember, this is different than Animal Kingdom, the theme park or the park.
Correct. They are not attached. They are not the same. If you stay in the lodge, you cannot see Animal Kingdom from the lodge.
Right. You're not sleeping in the Animal Kingdom park.
No.
So just so that we're clear, because I feel like that gets confusing.
Just in case, yep.
I have a bunch of different categories, and so we're going to do a 1 to 5 rating.
Yes.
Or stars or giraffes, whatever you want to rate them.
Ah,
I think giraffes
nice.
Makes sense. So 1 is, I don't know, thank you. That's what I've decided. And 5 is, woo-woo, which is good. Very, very good.
That'll make sense, yeah.
Yeah, so you have to do an woo-woo. That's what you have to do.
Of different levels, 1 through 5?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know what 3 would be.
This might be experimental throughout the entire
thing. I think maybe
thing,
we should just
we'll
put 1 through 5. Just put a number, and then you can do an audio next to it if you'd like to.
Very well.
Okay. You're going to do some kind of fart noise, aren't you?
It's possible, yes.
Probable or possible?
I'm not going to do a farm noise. I'm going to do a safari noise.
I said fart with a T. I have to enunciate.
No, because if you do fart noises for 5, which is supposed to be amazing, it makes no sense.
Why would you do it for 5? Okay.
Exactly.
All right, so I guess we'll just start.
Yeah, just jump right in.
Let's talk... Let's go straight to the room itself.
Yes.
So we had a standard room, a pool view room. So if you want to start, what would your rating be for the room? 1 through 5. Just the room.
So one of the benefits of being a deluxe versus moderate or value is that you get a nice little balcony.
Yes.
So when we say standard, we mean, so there's standard level parking lot. Standard level pool.
Oh, view, you mean?
Yeah, sorry, view. And then there was also Savannah views, which are obviously the most popular, so those are hard to come by.
Yes, we did not, and also most expensive.
And most expensive, right.
Yes.
You're paying for the view. But so pool view, we had a balcony that basically overlooked the giant Animal Kingdom Lodge pool. Because if you can imagine, the layout of the hotel, for the most part, around the pool, is basically like a horseshoe shape. So if you're in one of the wings there, you basically overlook the entire pool area and all of the various vegetation that's around. So the
right.
view was really nice. Nice with the option to be able to like take your cup of Joffrey's from your little coffee maker out onto the balcony.
You
that's
had a
really
coffee
nice.
Maker. That was very important.
That is very true, yes. The room itself, because having stayed recently at Coronado Springs, which is a moderate... I think this one was a little bit bigger as a deluxe. Like,
yeah.
Not, it wasn't like gigantic in comparison to a moderate or value, but it was slightly bigger to the point that you didn't feel like you were right on top of each other. Because obviously we had our kids with us. And so we did the usual split of they were in one bed, we had another. And it never felt like you got up out of bed and you were just stumbling over suitcases and stuff like that.
I will say, I think a big of what I really liked was that they had the room underneath the bed.
Yes.
So we could put our suitcase underneath the bed and it saved a lot of space. There's also, not as much as Coronado, but there was drawer space and things like that.
Coronado had a lot of drawers.
Yeah, for some reason, Coronado had the weirdest amount of drawers. I remember walking in and being like, who brings this much stuff? And I bring a lot of stuff, and I felt like I think I had a whole drawer for just ears when we were there.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, of course I did. Mm-hmm. but yeah, and I think there was, like, I agree, there was a lot of space and things that you could put in. There was a good amount of storage, which was good when you're traveling and you have the big stroller.
Yes.
So I think we could put the stroller under the bed too. I think we did that at one point.
Any of the ones that fold, I think, fit under there.
Yeah. I mean, I would imagine most of them fold.
Well, most of them do, but you never know if you've got all your accessories on and you can't quite get it all the way down.
Well, and when we say stroller, we had the big side-by-side double stroller.
Yeah.
So, and that fit under the bed. And then also our children fit under the bed, and that's where they played hide and seek a lot. But that, you know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, entertainment purposes.
Yes.
Bathroom was a good size. I believe it was a double sink.
It was a double sink, and it had a bath, and there was a bathtub, and it was the separate, so the toilet and the shower tub were separate than where the sink area was, which was nice.
Always nice in case you know, it's late at night, you want to brush your teeth, but someone's got to use the bathroom. You don't need to worry to wait for the other.
I wish in all of these different hotels, though, they had a separate toilet area than where the shower was. Or, like, the tub was, because then it's really convenient. Like, if you are trying to take a shower and you have a 3-year-old who needs to go to the bathroom, they could go somewhere else.
Well, basically, you just can't lock the door in that case.
Right.
It's like, oh, just go in, just don't look.
Yeah,
Mind your business. It's felt spacious. We didn't really use the closet because we didn't have anything to hang up or anything, but it was pretty...
We threw a lot of shoes in there, I think.
Yeah, we threw shoes. It was a decent closet space. I will say, so in terms of, like, getting to the room, do you want to include that in, like, the room thing?
We're just talking about the room right now.
Just the room, inside the room. Okay.
Just the room.
So, yeah, very spacious, very comfortable.
The beds are really nice.
Yes.
And quieter than I thought it was going to be, because we were right by the pool, and people were in that pool all day until close, bright and early, and honestly, I didn't really hear them. And we did have blackout curtains, so when the sun came in, it didn't bother us in the morning. So overall, I thought the room was fantastic.
Yeah, definitely.
And I'm giving it 5 or a woo-woo, 5 for the room itself.
Oh, it's a 5 for sure. Inside the dimensions of the room?
Yeah.
Yes, a 5 for sure.
Definitely for what we had, I think it was a good room. We knew we weren't going to have a Savannah view. But even so, we were able to see a little bit of flamingos from where we were, which was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah, because the flamingos are from where you would go into the pool from the main lobby-ish area. The pool, the flamingos are on the far side, but yeah, we could see them.
Yeah, and we were on one of the higher-up floors, too. I mean, there's only 4 floors, and I think we were on 3. Yeah, so being higher up was, I think, definitely a positive. I feel like if we were on the first floor that close to the pool, I probably wouldn't have given it as high as a rating.
No, because you wouldn't really have a view. You'd basically be looking at the perimeter.
Right. And also, I feel like you'd probably never have your curtains open because people could see in. And I think when we were walking back from the pool one night, it was the same. I saw people, like, closing their curtains. It didn't seem as much fun. And you couldn't see as much. So I definitely really think the room was nice and comfortable. And we had to spend some extra time in the room because of the hurricane too. So it was nice to have a little bit more space. It's not going to be, it's not like a separate bedroom versus living area. Like you'll get in some of the suites, Art of Animation and all of those, but it was still really nice. And I think overall it was comfortable, like we said. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you want to make a comment about getting to the room?
No, it was just, so I didn't know where you wanted to include that, because part of the hotel, the room itself is getting to it.
Right.
And I felt a little confused when I first got there, trying to figure out which wing was which, like walking along.
Kind of like the navigation of the hotel.
The navigation, which I'll go into a little bit more when we talk about amenities, because we did some laundry
while
we were there for hurricane purposes.
That's true. We did do some laundry.
Small caveat, by the way. We stayed while... what was the tropical storm's name?
Ian? Was it Ian?
No, not Ian. That was the one that slammed the west coast of Florida. Oh, no. It's been that long. I forgot. But the tropical...
It hasn't even been that long. It's just Nicole. Nicole. There's just been so many storms.
Yeah, there was a tropical storm that decided to ram its way right through us while we were there. So you might hear us mention that multiple times.
Let's go to the pool, since we talked about the pool view.
Absolutely.
So let's talk. We are in the Jumbo House. We've spent most of the time there. We didn't really go to Kidani Village.
No, we poked our heads in.
But we were in Jumbo House, so we stood in that area, which is the main area.
Yep.
Of the hotel anyway, of the resort. So I enjoyed the pool. I thought it was really nice. It was a decent size. The slide was okay. You know, I'm glad it had a slide.
Yeah.
I think it was really nice for that. But it felt like the pool was a little small. Is that weird? Like, it was a good size, but it felt like it was a little, it was a pool. You know, it wasn't like the most fantastic pool. Like, it wasn't a yacht and beach club pool or anything like that. You know, it's not going to be that, and I didn't expect it to be that caliber.
Sure.
I was a little disappointed that there's no food at the pool. So,
correct,
like, when we were at Grand Floridian, we could order food at the pool. And
because they had the little hut. Well, not hut.
Yeah. It was a little bar area where you could get food. And so this place just had alcohol. And
small bags of chips, basically.
Yeah, and, little bags of chips. So you had to go into, which was not that close, and this is going to be a theme of this, to get to where the quick service was to get lunch. Like, we were trying to get lunch and someone had to go get dressed and go, you know, well, not like we were naked, but had to, to go inside and get food and deal with that, versus when I've stayed at other places, it's just right at the pool.
Yeah.
So that was kind of to me. I think the hot tubs were really nice. There were two and they were really easy to get to.
Yes.
So that was, you didn't have to go too far, which I like. And the hot tubs were a good size. I feel like, you know, in comparison to some of the other hot tubs, they were standard and they were fine and they were warm, which was good. Especially
ideally, yeah.
Yes, you know, so it wasn't anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
I felt like there wasn't a lot of lounge chairs. I felt like a little bit like that. I liked its close proximity to the playground. I think that was really nice that we were able to go to the playground, then go to the pool and kind of have that opportunity. There wasn't really a kid's splash area to the
No, there was a shallow pool, but there was no nothing like we stayed at Grand Floridian, which had its really big, like, it looked like a Mad Hatter tea set
or Caribbean Beach.
Caribbean had a big thing,
has the big ship. Port Orleans
at the French Quarter had one.
So there wasn't really a big kid splash area, but you know, it was a zero entry pool.
It was
and it didn't go too deep, and so it was fine. We had fun playing with it, and I think the slide was cool. I think the slide was a lot of fun. It was not the biggest slide you're gonna go on, but it was a good sized slide.
It was twisty
yeah. But so that was kind of how I felt about the pool overall.
Yeah.
Biggest pet peeves, like I said, was the fact that there was no food. And you have kids running.
No, like immediate food.
So you had to mobile order. And it's inconvenient to have to walk all the way towards where the food is. And I say it like it's miles and miles away. It wasn't that far, but...
But I get what you're saying.
It was inconvenient to not be able to just... There was literally a bar right there, and they didn't have any real food.
Right.
So when you have hungry kids, it's a little frustrating.
Just a tiny bit.
Yeah. What about you?
So, all your points, very valid. A little side story. So, I got both ends of the highs and lows of the pool. So, the highs were, the last full day we were there. Storm was finally gone. Sun was out. Finally got to enjoy, the pool with the way it's meant to be.
Sun's with the sun. It was warm. The pool was heated, which was nice. Yes.
Now, I believe, if I've got my dates right, we flew in Tuesday night. We were there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Flew out Saturday. Thursday was the big day that the storm came in overnight, and, swirls of the tail of it were kind of still lashing us. And as kids do, they were getting a little fed up being inside. Daddy, can we go to the pool? Okay, let's do it. Swim stuff went down. kid you not, the pool itself, the water was warmer than the air.
Well, yeah, it was above. So cold. Was so you guys cold were insane to go.
Well, the kids wanted to, and I'm like, hey, I mean, the pool's open because we, again, from the view from our room, you could see the lifeguards down there. There's a few people.
Yeah, people were in it that whole day.
And so, but it was never crowded that day. It was obviously because the weather was crazy. But we were down there for about half an hour, and I was like, you know what? I can deal with it. It's fine. Whatever. It was the kids. I was waiting for them to go, Daddy, I'm freezing. Like, well, yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
And that, I think, is a good example of just how far it could be to get from point A to point B. So, because one of the nice things about a deluxe hotel is that your room exits into a hallway and not outside.
Right.
But the downside is that even though the pool, you could see the pool, it was a long path to have to get there, like elevators and all that. So when it was
it wasn't just an elevator and then you go out, then you're outside, and then it was a big walking path to find the entrance to the pool because there's only like one gate, or maybe there was two, but one was locked. And
well, and because the main lobby is enormous.
Oh my gosh.
Which is awesome at Animal Kingdom Lodge, but it also like when I first walked in, I thought that the far exit was how you got to the pool. No, that's how you get to like some viewing or the safari.
Yeah.
It's actually down in a different direction. So you've got two kids who are freezing cold and you're trying to get back. You're like, don't worry, kids, it's this way. Are you sure? Well, yeah, I better be sure because otherwise you guys are going to freeze. But
that's a good point. So if you are going with children who take a lot, like if you have a baby and you have to carry a lot of stuff and a baby, it's not that easy. I mean, obviously with the stroller and all of that, you can navigate with it. But we didn't bring the stroller with the kids to the pool because they're a little older. Yeah.
But I would give the pool, because it wasn't ruined. The experience wasn't ruined by the tropical storm / hurricane because we got to go to it when it was sunny out. I agree with all your points. So I think a 3 out of 5 is what I would give it, just because, like, not to sound snooty, I think that's the appropriate word, but when you go down to a pool and there's a pool bar, you kind of had that expectation that there'd be something food-wise that Grand Floridian had. And by the way,
all of them had them. We were able to get Caribbean food everywhere.
Port Orleans. Yes, they had one there.
Yeah,
as well.
And Beach Club have it.
See, you would know that. Well, yes. I wouldn't know that. But yeah, it was kind of weird that. And we asked too. It's not like we just assumed. We even asked. And the bartenders were all great, by the way.
The cast members were phenomenal there,
especially
I will say.
Considering the circumstances.
Yeah, they were all, dude, they were amazing.
Yes. But yeah, pool 3 out of 5 for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so we started talking about this, so why don't we go into like the overall ambiance of the hotel, right? So, and I'm going to start because I've decided I am. When you, I thought this hotel was gorgeous. This was just it's so amazing and breathtaking. And even if you're not staying at this hotel, I 100% recommend, if you can, just go visit for the day.
Well, like the foodies we ran into who were literally just there to just eat at the restaurants. That was it.
Which is fine, because the food, yes.
They were there for like, no, that. Yeah. They weren't even staying. Yeah.
But we ran into a couple of people who were doing that.
Yeah.
But just we took a bus from the airport and getting there, just even it was raining when we got there, and then you just walk into this massive lobby that is gorgeous, and it has all of these cool artifacts and different things and things you can look at, and it overlooks like a restaurant area at one point.
Yeah.
It overlooks an area where you can see outside to the savannah. There's some outlook. It's just everything about it. It just took my breath away when I walked into it.
Yes.
And I really walked in and felt like I'm going to compare it to Grand Floridian because I feel like we do that a lot.
That's fine.
When I walked into Grand Floridian is a gorgeous, elegant, beautiful hotel. And I walked in and I felt like I should be wearing a ball gown, right?
Yeah.
So here, I didn't feel that way, like I wasn't fancy enough, but I felt like it was upscale, you know? So it wasn't that it was out of my league, quote unquote, you know, but it also was not dingy or, you know.
Right, but I get what you're saying, yeah. Not that any of the Disney ones are dingy by any stretch of the imagination, but I get what you're saying,
It just, this, because I mean, and I've stayed at deluxes before. Remained.
Yes.
And like, you know, like I talked about Yacht Beach Club, that the lobby was fine. Coronado's lobby was fine. Not bad. They were good. They were all good. Caribbean's was good. But this lobby, just something about, and this is Jumbo House, not Kidani Village, Jumbo House. That, like, everything about it just was amazing. And the check-in was so smooth when you got in. You know, there was a line, and Abby and I were waiting together in the line for a little bit, and I just thought she was going to get so angry because it was like there was a line, but the line went very smoothly. There was cast members who came up to us. They were all very, very helpful. Not that people aren't helpful everywhere, but
no, I guess.
The entire experience of that just was so calming and breathtaking, and I just loved every part of it.
Yeah.
And we did Abby and I did like a scavenger hunt thing that they had where you could go and look for different artifacts and find different things out about all of the other stuff that they had there. Like they had some things from different cultures and stuff like that. So it was just really awesome, that stuff. And it kind of moved on into the gift shop where there was some like cool things you could look at, which was also a little terrifying because there were some breakable things, and Gregory picked up this big staff looking thing. I don't know if you know what it was.
Something along those lines, yeah.
Or there was this like really, really expensive wooden chess table, and Gregory's like, let's play. And I was like, let's back away because you're three. But it all was very melded in together so well. The theming was just phenomenal. Mm-hmm. All the way into the rooms. I think every part of that was just so amazing.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
So you mentioned Kidani Village.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, so a side note about that. So Kidani Village is part of Animal Kingdom Lodge. However, it is not immediately connected to Jumbo House. It's not physically connected outside of like an actual walking
There's a path. There's a walking path, and then you can get on the internal bus.
Right. Now, sorry. The reason why I mention that is because you had the big, giant ambiance of Jumbo House, and it felt like the house is a hotel lobby. It's enormous, whatever. Kidani Village, and the reason why we got to Kidani Village is because, being that we have a three-year-old, sometimes potties have to happen, and you and Abby had to go on a separate bus because we were in line for a bus coming from Hollywood Studios, and Gregory's like, I gotta go.
Okay. Right.
So that's why we came on a different one, and then halfway back, he goes, I gotta go again. So I had an option. Either get off at Kidani Village and deal with the annoyance of like it was only spritzing rain at that point. It wasn't pouring. Or be like, please, buddy, just hold it. Hold it. Don't do anything on the bus. So we got off at Kidani Village, which take Jumbo House and basically miniaturize it. Because if you were to like walk into Jumbo House and then immediately like run down to Kidani Village and go in, you would feel like you were literally in a smaller version of Jumbo House. It felt much tighter and much smaller, but the ambiance was the same.
Yeah.
It had the same aesthetics. Everything was laid out essentially the same, but it wasn't as crowded because the Kidani Village is essentially the DVC section.
Disney Vacation Club. Yeah.
So, but yeah, in terms of ambiance, I mean, you felt like you were in just like a lodge that you would be on if you traveled to like the African continent and we're on like a safari like trip overall. But yeah, it was amazing from, I don't want to call it a fire pit. There was one outside, but
yeah,
again,
there were fire pits. Yeah.
But there was an inside one that was basically like a big kind of like fireplace that you could sit around in a circle. When you looked out on the restaurant, which I'm failing to forget names. I am forgetting names of restaurants. Wow, that was a double negative. But basically, like, there was like some water features in there, which were pretty cool as well. So you always kind of felt like you were in the environment of like a lodge is great.
Yeah.
So I would. I mean, that's an easy five.
Yeah.
Right.
Definitely.
There.
Definitely. I think every part of that was just gorgeous, and even the rooms, and the kids loved it. Kids loved looking at everything. They weren't never bored looking and seeing things and all of that, and and then the continuation when you got into the rooms and stuff like that with that decor and theming. I guess it's more like theming instead of ambiance.
There was never a break of like ambiance of the entryway and then hotel hallway. No, it all felt like part of that, because they even had some displays along the way of like artifacts and stuff.
Well,
like
and we explored a lot of that because of the hurricane. We were kind of just exploring the hotel and going to different sections of it, so we got to see different things. So I think there was a lot in there that was just so just amazing. Like I would just spend a day walking around that resort just looking at everything.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, so since we're talking about the decor and theming, do you want to go to your navigation side now and kind of talk about that?
We can do that, yeah.
Yeah, because you seemed like you wanted to talk about it, so.
It's like just like small notes, basically. So one of the things that I like to do personally, and maybe this is weird that I do this, but I'm a very like directions-oriented person, so once I've gone through an area once or twice, it's kind of ingrained in my brain.
And that's why I hang out with you, because I never know where I am.
Right.
I've been to Magic Kingdom how many times, and I still don't understand. Epcot's a big circle, so that I get. But it's like when I leave the big circle with World Showcase, I have no idea what I'm doing.
Which is why I lead the way, though. In the
And there's big things, these big signs that tell you where to go. And I'm like, I don't know.
All right, construction all that aside there. Like, there's a lot of like different paths you can take. And then I'm always like, oh, we just go this way. How do you know? Well, I've been here enough times now. It's just
you've been there one time and you know?
Like, it's just there in my head, yeah. But with Animal Kingdom Lodge, it took me longer than usual to get it all figured out. And the you were upstairs with the kids. I don't know if they were asleep or not at this point. But because of the tropical storm, like, our shoes were soaking wet. And I said, all right, well, let's pony up, pay for laundry. We got to do it.
Right.
However, when you looked it up online, it was like, the laundry's in this part of the hotel. Okay. And I'm looking for, I think it was like the zebra wing or something. And I'm looking for a destination going, where is the zebra wing? Like, I thought, are we in it? So I'd go down the first floor. Nope, it's not there. So then I'd have to go around. I finally found it, but it took me like 15 minutes more than it should have. Well, I guess that was good for my steps on my Fitbit, but still, it was like hard to navigate initially.
I think a lot of it, because I remember when we got our hotel room and we were like, we have to go to the elevator, and there's the first set of elevators
that take you down to the restaurant,
but they go up too.
Right.
They don't
but
go
not
just
where we want.
But they don't go to where our floor was. So because Abby and I were exploring a little bit, and we were trying to go back to our room, and I was like, oh, let's just take these to the third floor. And we took them, and then there was literally no way to get to our room. We had to go back downstairs, go find the other elevator, which was down the hallway.
Correct.
To get upstairs. And it just, I mean, eventually we figured it out, but I agree, it felt like very complicated, considering the fact that the hotel is really just that big horseshoe kind of area, but mm-hmm. It's so expansive that everything just felt very, couldn't figure out where we were, everything just kind of felt very scattered. At one point, Abby and I ended up back where the lobby was, but we were on the fourth floor.
Right, because like, you can actually like go across,
which was cool.
Like,
it was
a big bridge and stuff.
Yeah. It was awesome. Like, for a while, we were trying to find this one bridge because Abby wanted to go on
it. The big one, the main one. Yeah.
Yeah, there's this main bridge. I think it was the fourth floor.
Probably, yeah.
But it looked like it was on the third floor. So I literally could not figure it out. And then eventually, we did find it, which was really cool.
Yeah.
It was fun to explore. But I agree. And then there's like where the special club level is, then we got stuck because we couldn't go that way, so we were trying to figure out how to get to where we needed to go. So I agree, it was confusing to find things, and I still don't understand how we got to food. I still don't understand that.
I remember trying to explain that to you, and you were like, this is ridiculous. I'm
right.
Like, well, that's how you do it.
Because you had to go downstairs all the way, then go out these doors, and go outside, and then we were at food. I feel like it just happened. And then I'm like, but isn't the pool that way? Nope, pool's not that way. Where are we?
It was one of the major navigational downsides was, as much as the ambiance was cool, as much as all the aesthetics and all that were really cool to look at, when you got down to it, and we'll get into food in a bit, but to get to the quick service area, the main food, well, it's not
like
even a
food
court, it's one general area, there was no internal entryway. You had to go outside, which I think was the confusion. Because when you think deluxe, you're like, oh, everything's inside. Like, Grand Floridian's was inside. I don't know about Yacht and Beach Club. A Contemporary we've walked through before. If we went to the Chef Mickey's, that's all inside, too.
Yeah.
So you don't have to go anywhere else. But to get to the Mara, which is the main little quick service at Animal Kingdom Lodge, you're in the main lobby. You have to go down, past a different restaurant, go outside, past the pool. Then you find it. But once you're in there, that's it. There's no, like, entryway to the inside. You have to double back and all that, which feels kind of weird. And, again, might sound snooty. Might sound like, I expect more. It's just bizarre.
Yeah.
You know? And it took a little bit to kind of get the bearings of that, which is why I felt comfortable being, like, call him the lackey that went to get food in the morning or at night. because I had it in my head at that point. Okay, it's this way. You take this elevator, you take these stairs, you go and do this, and done.
Well, and the big thing about why this navigation, or why it's so expansive, is because they literally built this around a savanna. So
yeah,
things are built in a way so that the savanna is not interrupted, so that you can see the savanna in different places, and you have to, you know, make it work. So I get that. But yeah, it seemed like, especially I think the biggest thing was that it was the hurricane. So we had to go outside during the hurricane. And yes, it's a covered walking path.
It is, yep.
But it's still, like, wind's blowing. It's, you know, there's still a lot going on. And it just felt, it just was so confused. I was just always confused. At one point, when you took the kids to the pool during the storm, and I was like, I'm just going to go out and just find a place to, like, sit and be quiet. I think I was reading a book or something. I just wanted, like, to chill. And I went to, there was, like, a little bar. I got, like, a drink, and I went to go find a place to sit. And it was just, I couldn't figure out how to get anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, how did I even get to this? Like, I couldn't figure out how to find the stairs to get to that bar for at one point. Because I could see it, but I couldn't figure out how to get there.
Right.
And then I finally figured it out. And then I was like, where do I go now? And then eventually I just found a chair.
I will say, so a little funny side story for navigation. So, as is typical that you would have most resorts have these giant kind of, like, signs that show you, like, what's going on for the day in terms of, like, activities or whatever. I was coming back from the Mara with food to come back into the hotel, main part of the hotel, and there was, like, two just adults just kind of hanging around, and I'm like, okay, that's kind of a weird spot to be hanging around. I walked past this sign, and this small child just came, like, out on all fours like a horror movie, and I won't lie, like, I cursed out loud. I was like, and these, like, they were the parents, would not stop laughing. It's the funniest thing on the planet that some grown man had just, like, lost his crap because some small child had come running out that he didn't see from underneath this thing.
Oh my gosh.
Which I wouldn't have noticed. Like, if that had been an inside sort of, like, pathway, they wouldn't have had that sign there, so it wouldn't have happened. So that was kind of one of those weird, like, navigation sucked, but this kind of made it a little funny. But it didn't change the fact that navigation for me is a 2.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll say. It was, if you were staying around the main area, like the main lobby, it probably wouldn't have been difficult. Yeah, it would have been a lot easier because you knew where kind of things were. But I agree, like, we could see the pool, but it took far too much effort to figure out how to get there. Because the other thing was, I remember I had to second guess myself every time we were going to the lobby because the lobby was on floor 2.
Right, yeah.
And we were on floor 3. So it was just one floor down.
It always feels like you should go down too.
I kept going to the first floor, which was actually the pool level, and I just was so messed up every time we were trying to do something.
Exactly.
And then I ended up at the gym.
And you're like, oh.
I was like, well, there's the gym. Okay.
Found it.
It was a pretty big gym, though, I will say.
Yeah.
Okay, so why don't we go then, since I mentioned the gym.
Yep.
Why don't we go to, like, kind of the extras or the amenities outside of pool? Because, like, that's more like recreation, I guess.
And it's its own kind of entity, yeah.
Yeah, but so let's talk about some of the amenities, because I think that's the big thing with this hotel, right? With this resort. So do you want to start?
Sure.
Because I feel like I talked a lot.
we're covering all of them, so laundry facilities are actually pretty awesome. There's plenty of space. You don't feel like you have to wait in line for people to finish. It's nice. And plus, there's a nice little waiting area there. So if you don't feel like going back to your room or back to the main lobby, you can just chill there. There's a TV or you can do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Sorry.
But so one comment on the laundry, though, that because we were talking about it, there's no quiet pools. We didn't mention this. There's
Correct.
Only the main pools. So, which is what we were rating was the main pool. A lot of the other resorts have what's called the quiet pools.
Yes.
So, they don't have the big, like, slides and, like, all that kind of features. They don't really have the
activities. They're like
the
your traditional hotel pools.
Yeah, and they're fine. They're usually open a lot later, too, because there's no lifeguard on duty.
Yeah.
But usually, because this is what we did at Caribbean, is that there's laundry right there.
Yes.
So, I remember when we were Caribbean, I did laundry, and then I just hung out at the pool.
Correct.
You know, so you didn't have to, like, worry about
that. That was a very good setup,
And many of them have it set up that way. So this
Coronado
one doesn't.
Was the same way, too.
Yeah. This one doesn't have it set up that way.
No.
So your laundry is just in the hotel. Mm-hmm. So yes, there's TVs and stuff, which is nice, but you know,
it's not the same when you've had that experience of, oh, cool, I'm going to chill in the pool for like an hour while this goes, you know?
But the positive is that it was a hurricane, so at least you didn't have to go outside to do your laundry. So I guess it's like, you know,
yeah,
to figure out, you know, what's more important.
Exactly.
To you.
Mm-hmm. You had mentioned the gift shop. Gift shop was very nice.
Oh my gosh, it was so nice and huge. It was really big.
It was huge. There was a couple of artists every so often. I never looked into what they were working on or anything.
The wood carvers.
There was the wood carvers. Yeah.
Which was really cool. You could just watch them. And Gregory and I got really into that. We were looking at them for a while. He loved it.
Absolutely. I think one of the things that was really cool that I can't predict that we wouldn't have done this, but so on the Thursday, the parks were opening later. Activities the night before had been like canceled. Yeah. Like late magic, extended magic hours had been mixed. And so basically, we're kind of stuck inside your resorts until the parks opened. Thankfully, that was going to be our resort day, anyways.
True.
So what we got to check out with the kids was, I believe it was called the Simba's
playhouse,
or something
maybe.
Along
yeah.
those lines.
The kids area, basically the kids area.
Kids club, basically.
Indoor kids club.
Which we hadn't checked out anywhere else, really, because there was never a need to. But with the place basically like acting as our home base for the day, because there was a bunch of activities out in the main lobby, which was great. Like, Safari Mickey showed up, and Minnie at one point.
Well, yeah. Well, the characters showed up because of the hurricane.
Yes,
but
they don't
normally.
But
I was talking
there.
To the cast members, and they were the outdoor pool recreation people. So they were doing, instead of being at the pool doing all that stuff, they were doing it inside.
And they had, like, coloring and stuff like that. But then as more and more kids were starting to gravitate over there, and people were going, oh, well, are there any more supplies? Eventually they had to tell us, well, you got to go downstairs to the Simba's Playhouse.
Because well, they didn't say it in a nasty way or
no,
anything.
No. I'm not saying they said it in a nasty way. They were kind of like,
we have more, we're getting more, but there's more downstairs.
So you go down there, and it's a great little assortment of, like, different art stations. You can just do basic coloring. I think they had a TV going with something on at the time. A Disney movie, obviously.
There were some games and stuff, too, that you could do. And then there was, like, some extras you could pay for.
You could pay for the extras. Yeah. I meant to ask, just for curiosity's sake, but I don't remember, like, because there were two, like, little TV/gaming monitors, and there was a Nintendo Switch, and there was an Xbox, because I'm a nerd and recognize the games. But I didn't know if those were systems that people had brought for whatever reason. I think those were probably
there.
Those were
there. I don't think people brought those.
I would assume, but I never...
And I don't think you paid extra to play those.
No, but that would basically mean you're waiting in line.
Yeah, mostly it was like people were doing ceramics that you had to pay extra for.
Yep, ceramics. The coloring sheets were not extra. The crayons weren't extra. There was, you could use paints on them if you wanted to.
Yeah.
And it was a great way to just kind of like actually check one out for the first time ever at any of the resorts. So that was nice because the kids wanted to do that. And they're like, oh, more coloring. And like, yeah, absolutely, you can do that. Are we including the animals?
Well, so that's the thing. So that's all of these, like, what would you, without the animals, what would you give the ratings for all of those
amenities? I'd give it a 4.
Yeah.
Because there was the gift shop is really awesome, and it's a large variety of stuff, like lodge-related items and then general Disney. The artists that they had there were really cool. And then the activities they had in the main lobby, and the fact that they brought the outdoor-style stuff inside,
right.
So that way... Like, because they had to know kids were going to be going.
Well, yeah,
like,
and the scavenger hunt thing was something that you could do for free and things like that, which was cool. And, like, I think it's just, like, all that kind of stuff. But so then the most special part about being at the Animal Kingdom Lodge
Correct.
Is that you're on the savannah. So we did not have a savannah view room, but that doesn't mean we couldn't see the animals.
Correct.
And so we didn't get to see them at first because of the hurricane, but then the hurricane passed.
Yep.
And we got to see them, which was... I think really cool.
And like, just like when you go to like a zoo or any like sort of like amusement place that has a safari or an animal area or anything like that, it's always kind of like hit or miss. Like if you go there on a day that the animals are just kind of like, I don't want to deal with humans today, they stay a distance away and like it stinks. But when we went after like the major storm had passed, like the giraffe, we could see the giraffes, but one of them came up really close, not like in your face close, but relatively
close.
And
I think a big thing is the timing, right? So if you come out when they're eating and you come in early in the morning or at dusk or something, then you have more opportunity to see them.
Absolutely.
And I agree. Like we, so I saw a lot of. I was walking around without you guys for a little while because I think you were you changing from the pool or something? I don't remember what you were doing.
We were probably changing from the pool. And I was checking. I gave the kids like a rinse down or whatever to warm them up a bit.
Yeah. And so I was just checking out things. Excuse me. And there was a lot of different things that you could do there. And so I looked at flamingos for a while because they were really cool. But what I loved was that we went to go see the giraffes and there was a guide there. Yes. And there was guides everywhere. So you can just, and you just ask them questions. And they, it's not like they were hooty-tooty and like, I know the scientific term of what a giraffe is. I don't even know if there is a, you know, this is.
I'm sure there is, but it's not in my repertoire.
But like Abby asked, and Abby's five, so Abby asked, why do they have long necks? And she spoke to her, not like as a baby, but spoke to her in a way that she could understand, but all in a fun way, but also it was educational, you know? Exactly. And Abby loved it. Abby loved having that conversation with her. And then, you know, the aunt, like, we got to meet George, the giraffe. He was my favorite giraffe ever. So that was so cool. And those guys, and that's all free. You know, to talk to the guy. They just kind of hang out there and they tell you all these different things. You get to ask all these cool questions. They know so many things. I thought that was the best part. Yeah. Out of, you know, we talk about the extras and we had their little category. But when you add that, it goes to a five.
Because easily,
it's just not something you're going to get anywhere else. And so even if you don't have the Savannah View is phenomenal because, like, you could be drinking your coffee and George could be, like, you know, hanging out down there.
What up?
But the fact that you can walk around and talk to people and see the animals in a different way. Like, you can see the animals when you go to Animal Kingdom. And there's all these things that you can do there.
Absolutely.
But this is something you can do on not a park day. And so that's why I also said, like, if you have a day and you have nothing to do and you don't want to stay at your hotel, go to figure out a way to get to Animal Kingdom Lodge and hang out there for the day. You can't use the pool or whatever, but you can go look at the animals. You can do the stuff in the lobby. You can check out some different things. And it's just so phenomenal. Right, go get some food. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Any other thoughts on that?
No, I think you summed that up pretty well in terms of amenities.
So I want to talk a little bit about food, but I also want to put a little caveat on that because we didn't really get to explore all the food.
Well, there's a good reason for that, though.
Because we have children.
Well, we have children who
are picky.
It's and not, we have to it's pay not for the them. Picky. Well, both of those are good facts. I think it's the patience factor.
True.
Because at quick service, you can at the Mara is the quick service. You can mobile order, bring it back to the room. Patience isn't a problem there. You can mobile order, then go down when the food's basically ready, so that way you sit down and boom, food's ready. But the other ones are all sit-down spots. And if you've got kids that are just antsy, fidgety, because they're tired or anything like that.
Wait, didn't the mobile order not work? We couldn't mobile order. No, that was Coronado. We couldn't.
You're thinking Coronado. Yeah. Coronado for some reason didn't work, and I don't know why that didn't work.
Yeah.
It was weird. But yeah, so that's the way I always feel about any of these like kind of restaurants. Like when you've got younger kids and they don't understand the concept of you have to wait for this stuff.
Yeah.
Then it's easier to just do quick service because then it's usually bang, 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 here it is. Whereas the sit-down ones, it can be completely dependent on who's around or like how many people are around, basically.
Right. But I will say the quick service wasn't very quick.
No.
I know. Yeah. Meg, I'm going to give like a little, during the hurricane, totally get it. Yeah. It was crazy. But not during the hurricane, it was still not great. You know, like, I felt like I mobile ordered, and it took a really long time. Or then when I went there and I ordered, it was very confusing when I went to order stuff.
Sure.
Because I went in, and I was like, I was trying to order something for the kids. I ordered a kid's meal or something. But then it wasn't clearly stated. I think you had the same issue. Well, where's the yogurt drinks that come with it?
There was, yeah.
That you
was
had to go problem. Get that yourself, and it was like...
Right. And like, nobody was nasty about it or anything like
that. No.
But, yeah, you're right. You would... In retrospect, I think about it and go, okay, it makes sense that the yogurt drinks are in the fridge, but it would have been nice to have like that guidance of, okay, here's the kids' meal. By the way, the yogurt drink's not missing. It's over there in the fridge.
Right.
Which, for the record, anybody can go up and get those out of. It wasn't behind a counter or anything like that.
And the food wasn't bad. It was standard.
It was pretty good.
I will say it's not the best quick service food I've had. I still think French Quarter had the best options for quick service.
And that's not even including the beignets.
Oh my gosh, the beignets. Here. Oh, so good.
But we did try all of the, I would call them specific, like options, to, like for dinner options at the quick service
dinner,
place
lunch,
there.
And breakfast.
Yeah, specific to Animal Kingdom Lodge, basically.
Yeah, because we tried everything. And, you know, they had the standards.
Yep.
And they had, you know, like the Mickey waffles and the eggs and stuff at breakfast. And then, but it was for the fact that it's such a foodie resort in a lot of ways, like not to the extent that Coronado is.
Yeah.
I think I was expecting more from the quick service.
Yeah.
Now, probably the sit-down restaurants are much better, I'm sure. We have such little kids that we didn't do it, and we just didn't want to pay for our kids to go to those places. Because it's a lot of money for a kid who's not going to eat anything.
Well, here's the funny thing. So before we traveled there, we had talked about, should we try to find some like restaurants to like book a reservation at just to have? And Sanaa popped up, which Sanaa is a breakfast lunch place. Mm. However, I did not know this at the time when I booked it. It's over in Kandani Village.
Right.
Thankfully, we recognized it was over Kandani Village and then recognized, oh, there's a tropical storm coming. So I canceled that before we would have to have ventured over there, probably in terrible weather conditions to try to get there. But here's the thing. So I've heard great things about Sanaa over Kandani Village.
And we really wanted to try it, but with the hurricane, it just was hard.
Right. I'd heard great things about Boma, which is in Jumbo House. But again, but kids buffet style.
Yeah, it was kids buffet, really, and the fact is that you're going to spend a good amount of money, and if your kids eat different things, then that's great, but if your kids eat mac and cheese and chicken nuggets, it's a lot to spend for them to just eat mac and cheese, chicken nuggets.
The quick service is easier.
So when we went to some of the character meals, and that's all they ate, like when we went to Hollywood and Vine, and they ate chicken nuggets and mac and cheese, at least we got to see the characters, you know?
Right.
So that's kind of where my head was with a lot of that. But so specifically for the quick service, I think it was inconvenient for where it was. It wasn't anywhere near our hotel room, so I felt like...
It was hard, as we've mentioned, and, the navigation. It was hard to get
and
to.
And there was no place to really grab a good cup of coffee in the morning before you rent to the bus.
Yeah, you're right, yeah.
So
besides your room.
You could do it in your room, which we did, which was fine. We had it in the room, which I love. But like, if I wanted to go to the bus, I couldn't... You're not on the way. Like when we were at French Quarter, you were on the way from your room to quick service.
Stops,
you could stop at quick service. There was a coffee shop, and it was very easy to grab a cup of coffee and get on the bus to go to the parks. There was no option for that here.
No.
So, you know, I remember one day I was like, I just want to get a coffee at the park, but now we have to get to the park. And so I think that was a struggle for me on that way. I think it would be different if we weren't with kids, honestly.
Oh, well, yeah, 100%.
I think I would give the food totally different review if it wasn't there.
I was going to say the same thing, yeah.
Now, if that's not important to you, then that's not important to you and it doesn't matter.
Sure.
Yeah. So from what we had, I would say a 2 or 3 for me.
2 is, I think, being nice, yeah.
Yeah.
I think.
Now, obviously, we will try the other restaurants and not with our children.
Well, at some point, yeah, that'll be the plan.
So I think the last part, as we kind of talked about this, is the overall transportation.
Yep.
So there's the internal system, and then there's the transportation to the parks.
Yes.
And we got real confused because we were waiting for the wrong bus at one point.
It's not that we were waiting for the wrong bus. We were at the wrong spot.
Right.
Because I saw other people standing there and assumed they were waiting for it. Because there was a sign for a bus stop, but it wasn't the bus stops we needed for the resort.
Yeah.
For the parks.
So Animal Kingdom Lodge, no matter what park you go to, is always buses. It's the only deluxe that only has buses.
Yep.
I believe.
I think you're correct, unless,
Yes.
What about, like, the Saratoga, Key West,
Key West, you have to take buses everywhere, but Saratoga Springs, you can walk to Disney Springs.
Oh, that's true.
So that's what I'm saying. There's that aspect of it.
Okay.
Maybe I'm wrong. But, so you have to take buses everywhere you go. There's no walking, there's no Skyliner, there's no monorail, there's no nothing.
Right.
And if you're going to spend all your time in Animal Kingdom, the bus is very quick.
Yes.
You still have to take a bus. If you're not spending all your time in Animal Kingdom, it is a long bus ride.
Yes,
it is. In the morning when you're trying to rope drop.
Yeah.
So, because we are rope drop people. That's what we do. We know that our kids are going to fall asleep. So we try to get to the park as early as possible, rope drop and get as much as we can in. And usually we very rarely make it to fireworks. The kids probably fall asleep before we get to fireworks in the stroller, and we watch them if we do. And so for me, it was fine. It was fine. It was a covered bus area. There's only one bus stop. At least there's a bus stop at Kidani Village, and there's a bus stop at
Jumbo House.
At Jumbo House, which is better than some of the other ones that we've been at. So it was, you know, it was not a lot of like being worried that the bus would be full.
Right.
But it was a bus.
Well, if you were to open up a map of the Disney World Resort, the entire area, including like hotels, parks, and all that, I do believe that the Animal Kingdom Lodge is the most southwestern point of the entire like resort area, whereas the Magic Kingdom is basically your northern point. So any bus, even without traffic, you're looking at probably 20 minutes, if not a little bit more than that.
And that's a lot when you have little kids.
Yep.
And you're rope dropping. So yes. And I needed a coffee. So, right? Like, if I could have gotten a beignet and a cup of coffee, I would have been like, okay, whatever, I'm sitting on the bus. But we couldn't even, like, it was difficult to get breakfast and then be on the bus with breakfast. It was difficult for all that. Like, I feel like when we were at French Quarter and we had to get on a bus, we mobile ordered, got into quick service, picked up our stuff, waiting for the bus, you know? And that, and the buses... The buses were frequent, way more frequent than they were when we were at other resorts. I will say that.
Correct.
But it was still a bus, and it was far. And so when we went to Magic Kingdom, it was really far.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the day, because we went to the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party,
you're right.
So it's midnight, and we're trying to get on a bus. It took forever. For a bus to show up,
I don't know why that was. Unless we must have just barely missed. We probably just missed it.
So it took such a long time for a bus to show up.
Yeah.
And so we were just waiting with exhausted children. We were tired. It was raining, even though it's covered, but it was cold. It was like really cold because of the weather. And there's like a picture of me in a poncho, just like looking sad.
Yep. that does exist.
And so for me, I know there's a lot of stuff that happens in this resort. I know it's beautiful, but for me, I was like, this is the worst thing ever. I hate waiting. I don't wait in lines. True. So waiting for a bus was so painful for me. And considering like we spend most of our time at Epcot and Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
So and those were closer. It still felt like a long bus ride.
It did. Yeah. It did feel like a long ride. Yeah. For sure. So probably a two.
I mean, maybe a one for me.
Okay.
Because I felt like there was more frequent buses at Caribbean, even though you had to wait. There were so many bus stops.
Right, that is.
And it could be full. I think French Quarter was crowded, but I feel like it worked, you know? I just felt like, I think it's because we were at a deluxe. And I think that's why it was so much lower to me.
Right. No argument there.
Yeah. Well, so then I think this goes into overall.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, what would you give the hotel?
Overall, I'm giving it a 3 because the highs were pretty high, like the room itself, the ambiance, and all that. But the lows were low, like the transportation, the fact that like the quick service and navigation was just kind of annoying and aggravating to an extent. So I think they equal each other out and put it at a 3. Like, if you've got young kids and you're planning on spending a lot of time in the parks, Animal Kingdom Lodge probably isn't your best bet because transportation is going to be buses and all
Or if you have young kids, or if you have kids, or if you're trying to spend all your time at the park, get a value. Go at All Star you're going to have the same situation with the buses, but you're spending a fraction of the cost.
Right. And then, like, again, the ambiance is great. It's amazing to feel like you're at an actual lodge on a safari trip. However, you can get that same ambiance feeling if you just visit the resort while you're staying somewhere else.
And also, so if you're not going to go to any parks, like I have a friend who just went to Animal Kingdom Lodge and didn't go to a park. They just hung out at the resort and enjoyed the resort. Then do that. Definitely enjoy it. because you are so disconnected from everything else when you enter Animal Kingdom Lodge, which is so good. But to me, that's also a negative for me, because I felt like we were kind of stuck.
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot else you could do. Like, I feel like even at least when you were at, like, Caribbean, you could get on Skyliner and you could go check out Pop Century or Art of Animation or go to Riviera, and you can kind of see other things.
You didn't feel isolated.
Yeah, I felt very isolated. And then because of the hurricane, I felt even isolated from going to Kidani Village.
Right.
So to me, that was such a negative. If your goal is to explore other places, then I don't think this is the right place to stay.
No, definitely not.
I do think it's the right place to visit. If you want to do a split stay, which I highly recommend, maybe you do a split stay here, but it's on times when you're not going to go to a park. Yes. Or it's when you're going to go to Animal Kingdom. So, like, you do like 3 days there, and one of those days is you're at Animal Kingdom, and the other day is that you're enjoying the resort and everything that the resort has to have. Because to get to Animal Kingdom, it's like 5 minutes. Yeah. It's not very far.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
You still take the bus. So for me, I think I agree. I think it's like that three with little kids who want to just be at the park and be exploring those kinds of things and seeing different things.
Yeah.
I think it was a gorgeous resort. I think the room itself was awesome, and the pool was okay, and seeing the savannah was phenomenal. Seeing those animals so close, up and close and in your face. But I, for what I'm looking for from a park, from a resort, it's not what I want. Like, and I think being able to walk to different places, being able to see different things is so important for the way that we vacation as a family.
Right.
So, yeah. So I think that's the biggest thing, is like figuring out what is it that your family, what's most important for your family. Absolutely, and if you are literally going to the resort, going to Disney World, and your entire plan is to just sleep in your hotel and you're there to go to the parks and you don't care, then spend the money on a value resort. Stay at All Star if you can afford it. Stay at Pop Century, because at least you have the Skyliner.
Yes.
And then don't worry about it, because all the resorts are going to have pools. All the resorts are going to have things to do.
Oh, yeah.
But you don't need to spend all this money on a hotel that you're not going to enjoy.
Exactly, yeah.
So I think that was good. I think that was a good review of Animal Kingdom Lodge.
A good and honest review,
yes. Yeah. I would definitely want to try it again, either when the kids are older or if it's just me and you.
Yeah, because there were three different restaurants there, like Sanaa, Boma, and then Jiko wasn't even open over there, because I think it was weekends only.
Right.
But that was the fancy sit-down one, so we wouldn't have taken the kids there anyways. No. So yeah, just to try the restaurants,
yeah. But I think I'm so glad that we did it. Mm-hmm. We're kind of on this like goal where we're trying to stay everywhere, and so I'm glad we got the opportunity to do it. And I don't need to stay there again right now.
Nah.
It's not like how I feel about Yacht Club, where I would stay there and every time if I could remain there forever. So I'm glad. Well, thank you. I think this was good. You're good?
Yeah, I've gotten my thoughts out. I think so.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for joining us. If you are looking for any more travel tips or anything, be sure to check out unlockingadventures.com. And you can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Adventures by Lisa K. Thanks, and have a great day.
Peace out.
Pub Scout.